Blog Talk Radio.
Mention DJ in a tune's bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's Get Lifted Radio, bruh. It's alright. The 5 that pine, yeah, high the sky. And tune into the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get Lifted Radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when.
Mention DJ in a tune's bang.
Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesday. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. What it do, my people? As always, I appreciate everybody who continues to tune in to Get Lifted Radio every second and last Tuesday of the month. I appreciate everybody who supports us on the IG, or as you all say it, the young folks, the gram. Thank you for supporting us on the gram. You can follow us at Get Lifted Radio, also on Twitter, Get Lifted _ Radio. And if you haven't done so already, check out our blog spot. People don't understand, I guess, some people don't understand that what I have going on over here, or what we have going over here, is like, it's a, the whole movement about Get Lifted is, it came about creating avenues and empowering unity. And I figured that is a necessary when you're an indie artist, let alone an entrepreneur. Like, you have to create avenues and you have to network. And I feel like when you network, that in turn creates unity, because you're uniting with other people, other groups, other camps. And believe it or not, I like to use sports as an analogy a lot, but it's like this. If you cannot get along or you can't network with other people, how do you expect investors and sponsors and things of that nature to get behind you and what you have going on? You got to be able to show and prove that you can get along and network and connect with others. It's just like a scout coming out to look for a basketball player or a football player. If you have a bad attitude problem and you show that you can't get along with others on the field or on the court, your talent may get overlooked just because of your attitude or your inability to be able to work with others. So just keep that in mind when you're building a brand. You got to be able to work with others, reach out to others, put your egos down. The egos get in your way and it ends up hurting you. That's a whole nother subject anyway. Tonight, we got our guest, Bumpy 103, representing New York. I'm excited this year. I'm definitely going to get back into making sure I interview the indie artists. The podcasts, I feel like, are definitely a good practice platform for the artists. It helps you get your interviewing skills up, though you don't want to be like Kodak Black. Sorry about that, Kodak Black, but that interview was terrible on The Breakfast Club. Like, just straight terrible. Speaking of Kodak Black, he has some other stuff going on in the news, but that's neither here nor there. What I want to do is I want to get into my first track before we bring on our guests. Our first track, I'm going to do something a little bit different, man. I purchased Jadenia album, The Chief. Jadenia is the guy who sings and raps, but the classic man. I'm a classic man. Like, this dude goes in. I suggest you guys check him out. He's very talented, but I like this track right here off of his new album called Bully of the Earth, right here on Turn Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Mm-hmm.
Been a wild minute, Papa. I switched styles on you, Papa. Your boy got a new barber. Your daughter got a new daughter. I'm about to ride for your mama. I moved the tribe out to Georgia. I lost Bambi and Adara cause I want a little bit of Mara. I remember in 08 when you cried for Obama. If you were here today, you would cry for tomorrow. We don't hail to the new king as the politician moves swings. Everybody showing true colors like a motherfucking mood ring. And the school ain't reaching them and the teachers wonder why. Silly bird, you don't know how to swim. Silly fish, you don't know how to fly. Ain't no wonder niggas thinkin' we stupid. Urban legend is you never be students. You ain't worthy to get shot by Cupid, but get shot by a cop that's ruthless. I joke with the wicked men who wanna see us all in Attica. Start 100 million Kickstarters and God kick us back to Africa. I be waiting there with Akon, I be out of Dodge, no challenger. This a new day, nigga, why you only thinking you can run to Canada? Too many rebels just follow convention. I thought it was all about breaking tradition. I never believe it's all money and business. Order the best human beings are the richest. Fucking ridiculous.
Yo, Jadenia. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Magic Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. Tonight, our guest is Bumpy103. You can follow him on Twitter at Bumpy, BUMPY103. You can also follow him on Instagram at BANEBXXGIE, the number 27. Tonight is our guest representing New York. We're going to talk about his indie artist career. We're going to discuss. I want to know how you feel about that Remy, the Remy diss. You know, that's our topic for tonight. Do you feel like the Remy Ma diss was a good diss record for hip-hop diss record history? 347-826-7536. with no further ado, we want to give our man's Bumpy a round of applause real quick. We're going to bring him in the building. We're going to bring him live right here on. What it do, Mr. Bumpy, you live. What's up, man?
What's really, really, really good, man? I like what you're doing up there, man. I appreciate the love. What's up? What's going on?
Hey, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate the artists for taking their time out and just understanding, like, this is all a part of the process. And you'd be surprised how many artists, you know, I reach out to and they don't make time to take advantage of these type of opportunities. And I feel like each small opportunity leads to the bigger one. So I appreciate you as well, man.
Definitely, man. I mean, this is fun. You get to, you know what I'm saying, get to know people and chit-chat and opinions and all that. You know, that's what it's all about.
Definitely, you know what I mean? Definitely. So, you know, let the people know, you know, where you're from, what your camp, who your camp is, you know, what you represent, everything like that before we get into the interview, man.
All right, man. Well, you know, I go by the name of Bumpy103, a.k.a. Bane Boogie. You know what I'm saying? And chilling in a spot with my man, OG Wayno, Maggie Love. 103rd Street ENT, man. That's my label right now. You know what I mean? Just pushing out music independently, myself, out of New York. Harlem, the Bronx, Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? New York, period. It's funny, yo. I got family out in Jacksonville, Florida, yo.
Word.
I got some family out there. Yeah, you know,
yeah. I've been living out here. I moved here from Macon, Georgia, in October of 2012 when I started really started all this, and I moved here to really put myself in a different region, in a better position to help the people that I continue to network with. When I moved here, I was real heavy with the events and things like that. So, you know, just trying to do my part, man.
That's dope. That's what's up, man. We appreciate that. I appreciate that, man. That's good stuff, good shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's working. You know what I mean?
Definitely. So what borough are you representing over there in New York, man?
I'm Harlem. I'm in Harlem, from Harlem, Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, home of the arts.
Yeah, you know, we there. Also the Bronx, too, my Brooklyn people. You know, New York, period. Yeah, I'm from, you know, 130th Street. Huh?
I said BX.
Yeah, the BX. You know what I mean? BK. Queens, all that, man. We love New York, and you know what I'm saying? We love Florida, too. Like I said, I got family in Florida. You know what I mean? So, definitely dope, man. Come down there. Come work out with you and all that.
Definitely, definitely. So, you know, everybody has a story, and the story always pretty much leads to these passions that we go on to pursue. So, you know, what's the story behind you pursuing your career as an indie artist, man?
Well, I mean, I was always in the music, even as a little kid. Like, early, I just picked it up real fast. So I kind of got started early on, like, making songs or writing poems and, you know, stories and stuff like that in school. So I kind of just molded myself to young into knowing how to write, you know what I mean? And then writing eventually turned into, I used to learn songs, you know what I'm saying? If I really like a song, I write down the words to the song and learn the words to the song. So now I'm teaching myself how to memorize lyrics. Even if they're not mine, I'm still memorizing lyrics. You know what
gotcha.
I'm saying? And then, you know, everybody was around me. My older brothers is DJs. Like, I'm born into hip-hop. It's there. So then, you know, eventually I just get in the studio around, like, 17. Like, 17, you know what I mean? High school, last year high school. I had to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do. So, you know what I mean? I wasn't graduating.
Like, it comes so quick, right? It comes so quick. Like, you'd be like, oh, we got all day. Then before you know it, we graduated, and you're like, oh, shit, yeah, what am I going to do?
That's a fact, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to college, so it's like, shit, man, you know, out here trapping, let me get right. So, yeah, I just started getting in the studio with my brother and then my boys and just kept recording, you know what I'm saying, and stuck to it. And we're here today.
That's what's up, man. Well, before we get into any more of the interview, I do want to get into one of your tracks. This one right here, I actually found this one on SoundCloud, Soul Savior.
Okay, yeah, that's my joint.
I was feeling that joint right there. I actually played that a few times. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
so,
that's a joint right there.
Yeah. Hey, man, let the people know, you know, just where I like to let the people know where the artists be at when they write their songs or, you know, they go into the booth. So let them know, let the people know where you was at, man, when you came up with this joint right here.
It was the beat, really. I had the beat for a minute. That's a Jahlil Beats beat. Shout out to Jahlil Beats. And I had the beat for a while, and I was just driving around to that shit. And that beat was so mean, and it was so smooth at the same time. I had to come up with some joint for the females, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's exactly what I was going to say. You said you wrote a little poetry. That's what right here about the ladies.
Right. You know, we like the ladies, so we got to do that. Feel me?
That's what's up. We're going to play this joint right here, Soul Savior by Bumpy. You can follow him on Twitter at Bumpy103 right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow!
This is 100%.
You fucking with a gangster. You rolling with a rider. Baby, I can be your pusher. Your number one supplier. Ooh, you fucking with a gangster. You rolling with a rider. Baby, I can be your pusher. Your number one supplier. My, sit back and chill, relax for real. I'ma roll this blunt. I don't pop no pills, I don't sip no lean. My kicks are clean, my whips are mean. You the baddest I've seen in a long while. Gotta ask how you get that ass up in them jeans. I need to know now. She said I'm moving too fast, I need to slow down. Bottles chilling on ice, let's go another round. Skip the small talk, we can hit the boardwalk. Take a long walk, kicking game out the ballpark. Every season, baby, no reason for you to feel like I'm not the one you should believe in. I'm the type to tell your friends that you need, and you never ever leave with your heart on your sleeve. Emotional river that runs deep. Got her in the bed thinking about me while I run the street. You fucking with a gangster. You rolling with a rider. Baby, I can be your pusher, your number one supplier. Ooh, you fucking with a gangster. You rolling with a rider. Baby, I can be your pusher, your number one supplier. I know I be bugging, boo, but a nigga fuck with you. Bouncing like rubber, at the same time stuck like glue. Truthfully, I'm not the nigga that I used to be. Usually, I'm quick to dead a bitch, no eulogy. Between you and me, some kind of chemistry, energy. Got me feeling high to the 10th degree. You see the look in their eyes when you mention me. Best friends turn to enemies, is you digging me? Niggas hating on the sidelines, grilling me, envy me. Got them sick physically, mentally unstable. These nights at the round table with disabled. Anybody trying to play you, soul savior, baby. Let me come save you. Niggas hating on the low, cause they can't date you. Go figure though, got you locked D like the figure four. The hell is where the mother niggas go. You fucking with a gangster. You rolling with a rider. Baby, I can be your pusher, your number one supplier. Ooh, you fucking with a gangster. You rolling with a rider. Baby, I can be your pusher, your number one supplier. Ooh.
Yo, yo, yo. Bumpy 103. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Bumpy103. Hey, man, I really like that joint, man. I like the flow. I like the lyrics. You let him know, like, hey, you got one right here for you. Right, whatever you need, I got it. I'm the supplier.
That's a fact. You already know. That's how we giving it up. You know what I mean? If you don't get it, come and get it from us.
That's what's up. So let me ask you this. You know, one of the questions that I always ask individuals when they submit their music is at least send me one clean track. And you were able to do that. The reason why I do that is, again, I work with artists in regards to development and things of that nature. And that's one of the things that I have an issue with artists. Like, you got to understand that the radio and presenting your music and things like that, especially when it comes to sponsorships, like, you got to have clean tracks. Otherwise, you're not even going to be considered because they don't think you're taking it serious enough to take the necessary steps. It's like filling out a resume for a job or application for a job. You leave some spaces blank, you're going to get looked over. You know, they're going to go to the next person who's complete. So I appreciate you for, you know, taking out the time to even record clean music. But do you think, you know, as an indie artist, what is your take on that? Do you think clean music is very much needed to build a brand?
Definitely clean music. If you want your music to surface out anywhere it can go, then make sure it's clean. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody wants to hear that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Keep it clean so it can go far. You know, definitely clean it up, man. I gotta clean up every for now on. Everything's clean. Clean everything. You know.
Right, and so, you know, now, for when you go into the studio, because obviously I'm not an artist, but when you go into the studio, is it that the artists, they can't afford it? Does it cost more time? You know, I guess it depends on how long you take to actually record a song.
It's all on whether the thought process of actually going to go get it clean. Maybe they're just not thinking about that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing to do is, if you're going to do a song, especially that you want to, you know, submit out, make sure it's clean.
Definitely.
Or just have a clean version as well, you know. You got your dirties, you got your cleans, you got your acapellas. A lot of people ask for acapellas and instrumentals.
Boom. You just put your, hey, if some artists tuning in, I bet you y'all just jotted that down and took some notes, because you just put me on to something. I didn't even know that. Like, I didn't know that sometimes people ask for that. So that's a good note for me to know, you know.
Yeah,
I do know that when artists are performing, sometimes they're trying to scream over the track versus going back into the studio and having their vocals lowered or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everybody kind of does that now. Even the big ones, they just rhyme right over the song. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could do a show. We used to always do show CDs, and just where it has engine outs on it, just to help out. But a lot of people just go over the track. I don't know why. They just do it. But it's all on what you choose to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As the artist. So,
as an artist yourself, you know, right now, what do you feel like your biggest support or your biggest audience is or comes from, you know, whether it be female, whether it be male, you know, younger crowd, middle-aged crowd, what do you think your biggest support is coming from right now?
I would think the males. I think my bros is kind of rocking with me, you know what I'm saying? Females, I don't know. It's not too many females that be like, yo, I like your music. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of the dudes. But I usually target, you know, hosts and DJs like yourself. You know, that's my biggest supporters, honestly.
Gotcha. Definitely. So you know, one thing I've come to learn is that females, when I look at different sales and analytics and things like that, reports for people, females tend to be the ones to purchase the music and the merchandise. So
yeah.
Being as that, you know, that's a possibility with your brand. You know, you started making the, I have another track here, Ghetto Love.
Uh-huh.
That I'm gonna play too. That was kind of like for the females as well. So I see that you're trying to reach into that demographic, you know. So ladies, if you checking out, if you listening in, make sure you check out my man's Bumpy, man. Maybe he can get you some panties that say Bumpy on the booty. I don't know, but hey, you know. But no, I just like to know where does an artist themselves even know where their biggest fan base. So it's good that you know, and it's definitely, I see you taking steps to take advantage of that demographic, which is the ladies. You know, the ladies, like I said, they support the ladies in the young crowd. They get on the phones, they buy the songs, they get online, they buy your shirt, and the whole nine yards. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Besides, you know, trying to get the ladies' attention, what do you feel like your biggest challenge is as an indie artist right now?
The biggest challenge is basically just doing as much as you can by yourself. That's the biggest challenge for me. You know what I'm saying? It's a
mm-hmm.
lot. And sometimes everybody can't do the job, or you know what I'm saying, or got other things to do. So it's like you just gotta take charge, you know what I'm saying. And for me, that's the biggest challenge. Like it's a lot for one person to do. Everybody needs help, but until you get that help, you gotta do it yourself.
Damn right. Until you get that right help, cause you might get help. I don't know if that's the right help. So
right.
I definitely feel you on that. Well, we're going to take a quick song break, man. We're going to get into Switch the Game Up, man. Bumpy, you know, he coming into this. He's talking about, we kind of made that title sound pretty. The actual title of the song is called Fuck the Game Up. But, you know, just for listening purposes, we going to switch the game up. And
Right.
We're going to play this joint right here on Turn Up Tuesdays. But, you know, just let the people know, you know, switch the game up, man. What's this all about?
Switch the Game Up, man. That was the first song I dropped for 2017. And I'm just, you know what I mean, coming in, produced by my man Uno. I'm just letting him know, like, we coming to switch the game up. Like, we just getting started. You know what I mean? Putting it out there
right here on Turn Up Tuesdays. Here we go. Switch the Game Up by my man Bumpy. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, Bumpy103. Bow! Right here, Turn Up Tuesdays.
I'ma switch the game up. I done got my name up. I done got my stain up. Now I'ma get my change up and I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up. I got it sewn, I got it flown from out of town to right at home. Not alone, I'm not a clone. I can run a throne with one eye closed. I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. I'ma blame him. Hold on, who can't stand him? I'm like, girl, damn him. It was just how I planned it. Yeah, I'ma do damage. I'ma go ham. I'm a stone cold bandit. All my guns go candid. All my shots landed. Make a fool vanish. When I pull up, don't panic. Control like Janet. Slice like the planet. And my bitch speaks Spanish. The dance off Spanish. And my Jeep's outlandish. I can go off land. I'm the motherfucking man. You should wanna shake my hand. In your face right now, I can count 100 grand. 100 drums like a band. When it's true, the fan. It's too hot, so don't sweat. Real right to my section. Hulk, and I'm flexing. Killies, go for no weapons. Thank God for my blessings. Whole life I've been stressing. Real live confessions, I'm the best, no question. I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up.
up, I done got my name up. I done got my stain up. Now I'm making my change up, and I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up.
I got it sewn, I got it flown from out of town to right at home. Not alone, I'm not a clone. I can run a throne with one eye closed.
I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up.
Can't come back now, it's too late. Show no love, that's new hate. Hit it two times with the two-fade. Stuck on the block with the screw fade. And I'm all wet down to my shoelace. On the low, cause I don't need a new case. And I don't give a f*** what you gotta say. If you want what I got, then you gotta pay. It was all a dream, like you said. Need a bit of badass, like Boo said. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got the whole shit lit like a movie. Turned out a fiasco, Lupe. Bet my bomb first like Doomsday. Bills off in the drop, color toupee. Home third, about to slide down home base. And I'm rolling with the dub gang, I'm safe. If the game was a race, I'm a first place. On the way to the money, high speed chase. So I eat his food, I'ma stay great. And you know how I do, script the whole plate. Gotta make a money move, and I can't wait. If you can't understand, let me translate. See my flow fast, I'ma blow past. When I go past,
switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up. I done got my name up. I done got my stain up. Now I'ma get my change up, and I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up.
I got it sewn, I got it flown from out of town to right at home. Not alone, I'm not a clone. I can run a throne with one eye closed.
I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up. Yeah, I'ma switch the game up. I'ma switch the game up.
Tuesdays, I am your host, I'm your host, Magic Love. We're live with Bumpy, Bumpy 103. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Bumpy103. Mr. Bumpy, sir, let's get back into this interview, man. I'm going to switch the game up. You got me turning into a motherfucking rapper. I ain't no rapper.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Exactly. That's the feeling we like. You know what I mean?
You know? Hey, so that track right there, I really like. I've come to learn that I really like New York flow, and I really, really like West Coast music. I really do. Like, I love Snoop and E-40, and I just love that whole vibe. It could be because I'm a stoner, and, you know, I could just ride out and feel like I'm on a Cali coast.
Hell yeah. I'm trying to get out there sooner than later, man.
Man, I used to live out there. I lived in the Bay Area for 3.5 years, but it was way before I even fathomed doing anything in regards to music. I was working Fortune 500 corporate America out that bit. Like, so.
And I
ended up leaving there and going to college in Nashville, Tennessee. I went to Tennessee State University. So. But the Bay Area, California, is a dope place. If you ever get the opportunity to get out there, man, the indie scene is definitely bonkers. Also out there in Denver, Colorado, it's bonkers. The indie scene is bonkers out there too, man. Yeah.
Wow.
But what I want to ask you is, you know, what do you feel? What's your take on the direction that hip hop has gone? I see a lot of memes and things like that now, especially being created in regards to hip hop versus mumble rap. So, what are your takes on that? What are your takes on hip hop versus mumble rap?
I mean, for me personally, I can't take mumble rap like too much. It's too much of it. It's just like it hurts my brain when I hear it. So I definitely can't. Because I'm sitting here trying to understand it, and I can't. And it makes my brain hurt. So it's like, I can't. I know I can't listen to that. So I definitely don't listen to it. It's whack. You know, if we got a good beat and they sound okay, it's cool, but it's still mumble rap. Like, even Future to me mumble rap.
Right. Yeah, Future, I used to listen to him a lot when he was on the mixtapes underground before he got signed and all that. And even when he, you know, when he got signed and his first few albums was okay, but then, you know, to me now he's become a very emotional rapper, kind of like a a more thug Drake, if you will.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. That kind of pins the tail on a donkey right there. But he still,
yeah.
I still can't understand him sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah. So do you think it's an intentional sound that the city, because most of that is like coming from the Atlanta area, you know, do you think it's a sound that they're intentionally going for in that area? Do you think it's a lack of vocabulary? You know, what do you think is going on, man?
I definitely say lack of vocabulary, and they're just corny at the end of the day.
I know for me, you know, I'm gonna reveal my age a little bit, but I graduated from high school the year 97, and for those of us who know, the year 97 was a hard year for hip hop. So I grew up with Biggie, I grew up with Pac, I grew up with Ghetto Boys, Scarface, Too Short.
Right.
I can keep on going, DJ Quick. You know what I'm saying? Like Bone, Twista, Do or Die.
Oh yeah.
If I go over to the East Coast, we got the Locks, you know, we got Jada Kiss, man, we got Nod, we got what? That's hip hop. So
yeah.
When I listen to the lyrics, you know, of indie artists such as yourself, it reminds me of what hip hop used to be, you know. It's hard for me to listen to the radio because quite frankly, I can't relate to sipping on promethazine and all this, that, and the other. I ain't doing that shit. You know?
Yeah, me neither, brother. Fuck that.
And so, you know, like your songs, the Ghetto Love and the Soul Savior, Switch Up the Game, they have a story behind it. You know, I can follow along with the story. I can follow along with the hustle. I can follow along with you hollering at the lady like, hey, man, I got your back. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the type of things that I feel like music is missing when it comes to hip hop, is being able to relate to everybody and not just to this crowd of individuals who want to have the big necklace and the stack of money without putting in work. You feel me?
Right. Nah, you are absolutely right, brother. And that's why I try to, you know what I mean? I try to invoke that feeling. That's what I grew up off of, too. You know what I'm saying? I grew up off of that shit. That shit is a part of me. So when I, you know, go record my songs, I give my version of the game, you know what I'm saying? But it's influenced by everything that came before it. It's a whole other generation now. You know, they don't listen or don't know what we grew up off of. They, you know what I mean, favorite rappers is Lil Wayne and you know what I mean?
Right.
That generation. So it's different, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like you said, you got to make something that everybody can relate to, everybody can feel.
Definitely. So right now, you know, you guys are working on making your movement bigger and things like that. You know, you got any shows or anything you want to let the people know about?
I didn't really start doing shows yet. I'm trying to wait. You know, it's wintertime up here, so that going outside shit for me is kind of low, right? You feel me? It's trap season right now. We trapping, we low, we gearing up, we getting everything ready while it's, you know what I'm saying, about a month left of winter. You know what I'm saying? And then once it get a little nice, like May, we're going to hit the scene hard body. I got a new project coming out. So I got a new single coming out. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to just chill out till it get nice out. And then we're going to pop out on them.
Hey, nothing wrong with working things on a digital end and coming together with a marketing plan and making sure that you have the right avenues in place to execute, you know, a proper campaign, you know? So nothing wrong with that. before I let you go, I did want to ask you, you know, this is one of the things that I asked. If you had an opportunity to work with somebody in the music industry, whether it be an artist or a producer, you know, who would it be, man?
Okay. Yo, I'm real big on like R&B, hip hop and R&B. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So I would really, really like to work with Tinashe. I like Tinashe.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like Tinashe too. Yeah, I like her too, man.
Yeah, she can do it. She can sing, she can rap, and she can dance. Like, all right, perfect. You know what I'm saying? Triple threat.
Definitely. It's a young lady. She moved to New York. Her name is Jennifer. She moved to New York from Chicago. But she's a triple threat. She sings, she spits, and she got a very versatile look. You know what I'm saying? You should definitely look her up. I've been supporting her. I came across Jennifer, her manager, Tim Mogul, Mogul Media Records. And she started doing her thing. I know I came across her about 4.5 years ago, and she's definitely been making a lot of big moves, especially since she's moved to that New York area. She's hit a lot of big stages and getting a lot of dope shows and just a lot of love. But whenever you get a chance, man, you check her out. JennifaiR, like a fair where you see animals. So it's like Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yeah, she's dope, man. You check her out. You know, she's open to working with other artists. And, you know, you never know. Y'all can link up and get in the studio together. You just never know. You know what I mean?
Definitely, bro. Good luck on that. You know, we like to work, man. That's what we like to do. Everybody like to work together, you know. Definitely, bro.
Definitely. So before I let you go, I'm going to get into your last track that we have titled Ghetto Love, man. Let the people know where you was at with this track once you got into the booth with it.
Oh, shit, man. I was in there. You know what I mean? That beat was knocking. And I just got in the zone, man. That one was for the ladies as well. You know what I mean? Nice old school feel track. Ghetto Love, another joint produced by my man Uno, man. Ghetto Love, Street Life Volume 4.
Right here on Turn Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Ghetto Love, what you know about a ghetto love? Let me tell you about a ghetto love. Ain't nothing better than a ghetto love. Ghetto Love, ain't nothing special like a ghetto love. Promise to protect you, that's a ghetto love. I never forget you, my ghetto love. In front of the Chinese spot, cold or hot, fly as a plane, fly as a fox. Checking for me though, she know my steelo. Getting money fast, and stay on the D-Lo. And I ain't going front, sure to keep it a kilo. All them niggas swear hugs, boosting my ego. Worry about nada, I know that I got her. I know I'm a roller, I know she a rider. Spot her anywhere I go, yeah, I know my baby. Always in some shit, so I got her a 380. Cause niggas shady, and these bitches shady. Praying on my downfall, hoping that she play me. That's my baby, no ifs, and a maybe, but lady in the street, bedroom, a crazy slut. And I love it, catch us out in public. Show you how we does it, she know that I want
ghetto
it
love. What you know about a ghetto love? Let me tell you about a ghetto love. Ain't nothing better than a ghetto love. Ghetto love. Ain't nothing special like a ghetto love. Promise to protect you, that's a ghetto love. I never forget you, you my ghetto love. It take hours to do her hair, hours to do her makeup. Even though she look just fine when she wake up. By my side while I grind, getting cake up. Caught up in the rapture of love, Anita Baker. Move makers, fresh like new shakers. Rolling down the crap tables out in Vegas. All seven, must have been a blessing. Sent down from heaven, someone call a reverend. And the sessions where I got, she got my heart on lock. Only way for me to get the key is digging a box. Such a short amount of time, but I've been thinking a lot. Wondering where would we be if we wasn't on top together. From the block together, and we rock together. There's no way that I can picture us not together. Holding hands, long walks, making plans. You ever in the jam, holla at me, I'm your man.
What you know about a ghetto love? Let me tell you about a ghetto love.
Ain't nothing better than the ghetto love. Ghetto love. Ain't nothing special like the ghetto love. Promise to protect you, that's the ghetto love. I never forget you, you my ghetto love.
It's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Magic Love. We're going to kick it back real quick with our man's Bumpy 103. You want to get some quick shout-outs before we let you go?
Yeah, man. I want to give a shout-out first off to you, man. Thank you for having me tonight, man. It was a pleasure. Definitely had fun, man, rocking out with you. You know what I'm saying? I want to give out to my shout-out to my man OG Wayno in the building. You know what I'm saying? Sipping on some Kool-Aid or something. You know what I mean? Want to give a shout out to the whole 130. Wait, oh, he said shout out to DMX. He loved DMX. For real. Give a shout out to the whole NYC 100 Street ENT, whole Dove Gang, man. East Side, West Side, man. You know, we out here, man. We just gonna keep this ball rolling.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you also, once again. Anything you got going on, you just let us know. We'll definitely keep you in rotation. You want to come back on and talk about project, anything like that, you just hit me up, and we'll make it happen, brother.
Definitely, man. I'm going to be hitting you up a lot, man, through the rest of this year, because we're going to be working. So, you know, definitely going to holler at you, my brother.
Let's do it. Hey, and before I let you go, I hate to do this to y'all, but I know y'all be feeling like females ain't got a lane in this shit, but I'm a fucking female, and I got a lane in this shit, and we gonna keep on working together, though.
Definitely. Oh, all right. No, my fault, man. You know,
It's all good. This is what I have to deal with. This is the small part of what I have to deal with. So it's all good. I don't have a problem with correcting you, niggas.
All right. Well, we gotta get it right then, man. She's killing the game right now, man. It's all gravy, like.
Look. Definitely. Ooh. Ooh. Hey, man, I appreciate you for stopping through. You're more than welcome back anytime. No harm, no foul. It's all love. I know you ain't mean nothing by it.
No, thank you, of course. And now, like I said, man, we're going to be working, so we're definitely going to be hollering at you, love, like for real. Like, you know, we're just going to keep it going, support each other, because that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? It's coming to support.
Definitely. Y'all see how he switched that up and called me love at the end? You see how he did that, right? First he started out calling me bro, now he calling me love. That's love. I appreciate it.
I mean, so I'm sorry. I'm a nigga. You know how we be in the street all day. I honestly don't like deal with females like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm just bullshitting with you, man. I know how y'all do in New York. I know how y'all rock out in New York. I spent some time over there. I'm just picking with you. I'm picking your bones now.
I'm just clearing that up for you, like, for real, you know what I'm saying? It be like that, like, so, you know, my apologies, but for my ignorant street shit.
Hey, cheers to you. Smoke one for me. It's all
yes.
good.
yes, definitely. One more for the night.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. You're more than welcome back. And y'all have a good night over there. Shout out to right. Uno.
Uno.
And your OG over there.
We keeping it going. You know it.
All right, man. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Peace and love.
Peace. Y'all make sure you follow my man's Bumpy 103 on Twitter, BUMPY103. Representing that New York. Check him out on SoundCloud. Bumpy 103, check out that Soul Savior, check out that Switch Up the Game, check out Ghetto Love and more. We're going to get into our next track, take it to Atlanta right here on Turn Up Tuesday. Scotty ATL, marry me. Bow!
When my bank account full, I feel way better. She said, me the money, I just way better. I'm on one bending knee, money will you make? drop a pole, roll right. Bitch, a roll, got my pocket super swole. Got a nugget on my pinky, I ain't talking about chicken. Money flowing in, everything clicking. Probably get a new house, new car, new check. Send me my deposit, I ain't worried about a blue check. Running with the law, thank God I was too blessed. I know what I'm doing. I don't need your 2 cents. Kept me in the back, rolling Louisville slugging. Got gold everywhere, cup filled with the 2-step. Pull up to the club like, let me pop my coupe here. Let the cream flow to the top like Rubel. When my bank account full, I feel way better. She said me the money, I just way better. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me. When my bank account full, I feel way better. She said me the money, I just way better. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me. Smoke me one for breakfast, I just start my day better. Yo girl ugly, boy, my beard look way better. Water on my tongue, got my ice looking way wetter. What it mean, boy, my shit smoke way better. Why you never wanna fuck me, Scotty, cause your fade better. I'm on a money mission, you just wanna lay together. It's a lot of niggas out here ballin', I just play better. Got my own strain, bitch, it just tastes better. Check up on these niggas I was killing. Bless you way better. Took your boo, did the down, rode her with the shade butter. I get out my check for wife, oh man, they just pay better. On the ruler, who you know the rubbers in the air better. When my bank account full, I feel way better. She said me the money, I just way better. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me. When my bank account full, I feel way better. She said me the money, I just way better. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me.
I propose, all right. Bitch, a roll, got my pocket super swole. Got a nugget on my pinky, I ain't talking about chicken. Money flowing in, everything clicking, everything clicking, everything clicking. Nugget on my pinky, I ain't talking about chicken. Everything clicking, everything clicking. Money flowing in, everything clicking.
When my bank account full, I feel way better. She said me the money, I just way better. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me. When my bank account full, I feel way better. She said me the money, I just way better. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me. I'm on one bending knee, money where you made me. Yeah.
It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're going to take this thing to California, talking numbers game by my man Brig. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Brig650, BRIG650. Numbers game right here on Turn Up Tuesday. Bow!
Yeah.
All these people playing numbers game.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Only focused on what the numbers say.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Overlooking talent for some pay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Cause they too caught up in these numbers game.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They only looking for numbers. Yeah, they only looking for numbers.
Whoa.
They only looking for numbers. Don't care if you hear, you gone by the summer.
No.
That's cause they only been looking for numbers. Yeah, they only looking for numbers.
Whoa.
They only looking for numbers on numbers on numbers. Yeah, they only looking for dough. Every week I see the same damn shit. Newsfeed full of rappers who ain't that sick. But somehow they keep getting love from all these bloggers talking about how they the hottest. That's some fake ass shit. That's a bot story. They brought cash, so they bought glory. Don't believe me, man, I got the screenshot of the same one telling me to drop 40.
Yeah.
Just to listen to some free beats, then another 150 for a retweet. But if I wanna ride up, it'll be like another couple grand, but they promise it'll be seen. So I gave them the finger and said I don't need them.
Said I don't need them.
I'd rather be building my fan base organically, that's how you beat them.
That's how you beat them.
No, I don't need the services, you keep on sliding in my DMs.
Sliding in my DMs.
We do this shit on our own, don't rely on no one, and that's the end.
No one, and that's the end.
Hey, everybody know we coming up.
betting on me but the devil left. Bet against me, you gon' probably lose a dot, so I suggest that you should buckle up. Cause you gon' be in for one hell of a ride if you ain't coming the way we going. This the result of not selling my pride just for a couple of famous moments.
All these people playing numbers game.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Only focused on what the numbers say.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Overlooking talent for some pay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Cause they too caught up in these numbers game.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They only looking for numbers. Yeah, they only looking for numbers.
Whoa.
They only looking for numbers. Don't care if you hear you gon' buy the summer.
No.
That's cause they only been looking for numbers. Yeah, they only looking for numbers.
Whoa.
They only looking for numbers, on numbers, on numbers. Yeah, they only looking for dough.
Man, I get email after email after email talking about, hey, Brick, we love your shit, but here's some things that we sell. We got followers that you could buy for pennies on the dollars. We got like, how about some comments if you need any? Just holler. Man, it's crazy how I thought that what you needed was some talent to get posted on these blogs, but you just need a couple thousand. And if it don't come with money, they just leave it where they found it. They don't give a fuck about if you might be the best around. It's just a numbers game. If you got a little paper to invest into it, you could come and play. But everybody wants a piece once they see you willing to cut the cake. That's why I don't, I just keep it moving. Middle fingers hanging out the window with the speakers booming. Yeah. Ain't nobody do it like the way we do it.
Nope.
We've been fighting through the struggle, why they paying through it?
Yeah.
Everybody on the outside thinking that they know how it all goes down when they ain't been through it. Man, it's so funny to me. Don't be gullible. Most of these rappers are gimmicks. You thinking they in the write up because of talent, but really they throwing out racks to be
All these people playing numbers game.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Only focused on what the numbers say.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Overlooking talent for some pay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Cause they too caught up in these numbers game.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They only looking for numbers. Yeah, they only looking for numbers.
Whoa.
They only looking for numbers. Don't care if you hear you gon' buy the summer.
No.
That's cause they only been looking for numbers. Yeah, they only looking for numbers.
Whoa.
They only looking for numbers on numbers on numbers. Yeah, they only looking for dough.
Everybody in line just like a marching band.
Marching band.
You can hear us down the street just like a marching band. And we show up DJ like a marching band.
Marching band.
100 rounds, drums, nigga, marching band. Everybody in line just like a marching band.
Marching band.
You can hear us down the street just like a marching band. And we show up deep just like a marching band.
Marching band.
100 round drums, nigga, marching band.
I'm riding on them, I'm riding on them like hurricanes and thunderstorms.
I've been a G since JR, had the shotguns at the college dorm.
I told him once, I told him twice, fuck boy, you've been warned.
I'm nasty hoe, I do porn, got American bitches, got a few phones.
I show up in your city bus and I call that bitch the Dalai Lama.
Rip my hood like a real nigga, rest in peace my boy Jolly Mama.
I rhyme that shit on purpose. D-rap niggas ain't got purpose. D-rap niggas ain't got no nuts. They damn sure got purses.
My soul ain't for purchase. We pulling up in hearses.
Real shit when I sign text. That's the only time I write cursive. Y'all niggas too, Bruce Jenner. I took her to a few dinners. She got the great goose in her. I shot the good juice in her.
I just dipped my dick in gold. My bitch treated like it's golden.
I'm a king around this motherfucker.
Royalty has spoken.
If my queen say she want you dead,
royalty has spoken.
I tell the band, look, here's the plan. We bustin' heads wide open.
Oh Lord.
Everybody in line just like a marching band.
Marching band.
You can hear us down the street just like a marching band. And we show up deep just like a marching band.
Marching band.
100 round drums, nigga, marching band.
You wanna wager with your life?
Let's do it.
Fuck with me, I take the bet. Got bad bitches in the band too. And the major rigs get major wet.
Oh Lord.
I'm affiliated with the people that be dressed in the black, walking through the graveyard. They don't wanna do that. Come to the murder house, that's where it at.
Red rum, nigga.
Count Crystal Lake, set the lake on fire. Do you motherfuckers wanna come and battle with the band, man? I'm talking to you rap niggas, dope boys, gangbangers. It don't really matter, we gon' get them, nigga. If I got a problem with you, I tell you. And the niggas I know that a murder nigga tell me to calm down. So what that tell
you? I got band music.
Rubber band music.
Rubber band music.
Country band music.
Country band music.
Marching band music.
Marching band music.
Alabama music.
Alabama music.
Bandsaw music.
Bandsaw music.
It's horror music, bitch.
Horror music, bitch.
Damn y'all music.
Damn.
Them hoes say damn y'all do.
Damn y'all do.
You self-arrivals can't fuck with me. I'm eating out this music, dog. Don't fuck the fame. It ain't for me. I can't pretend rhyme grown men like I'm cool with the new hip-hop. That's why I said fuck them. Anybody got a problem, then fuck them. I'm chillin'.
Everybody in line just like a marching band.
Marching band.
You can hear us down the street just like a marching band. And we show up DJ like a marching band.
Marching band.
100 round drums, nigga, marching band. Everybody in line just like a marching band.
Marching band.
You can hear us down the street just like a marching band. And we show up deep just like a marching band.
Marching band.
100 round drums, nigga, marching band.
So this is what greatness feels like. I can dig. Underground king. Royalty has spoken.
That was my man Sir Nasty. You can check him out on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify. Sir Nasty, SirNasty, representing Graveyard Entertainment. You can check him out on Bandcamp. If you just Google Sir Nasty, I guarantee you, you'll find a link or 18 or 25. Anyway, here we go. We're going to take it to Columbus, Georgia. Oh, by the way, Sir Nasty is representing Macon, Georgia. So we're going to keep this thing in Georgia. We're going to take it to Columbus, Georgia. My homegirl, 706 Nicks, Nikki McKnight, courtesy of her. We also have our pretty dope new intro. If you're an artist and you're interested in doing an intro for Turn Up Tuesdays, please make sure your intro is clean. Turn Up Tuesday, Get Lifted Radio, Maggie Love, those are some of the keywords, networking, creating avenues that you could use within your intro. But I'm not against taking new intros, checking them out, and throwing them on the broadcast. We're going to go right here with Get You Some, Get Some, Get Some by 706 Nicks right here on Turn Up Tuesdays. Bow.
Easy said I need a club song.
Say you getting to that money that we been spending. All them chicks you chasing after, man, we been hit them. I'm around, fuck a pound, bitch, I been trending. Nothing you can introduce me to, cause I been did. Hey, get some, get you some. 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 Walk up in the building like I own it. And she the baddest up in here, but I don't want her. My little mama hit my phone saying we gon' make it hot when I get home. Sent the new for the warm up. You ain't gotta cuff your girl, you can let her go. You knew how bad my chick was, you know I ain't sweating yours. I'm just trying to get a little tipsy. Go ahead, take a couple flicks, I'm kinda frisky. Say she recognized me from a Twitter feed. Took a selfie for the gram and she mentioned me. Like the page on the book and then she friended me. Watch what you're saying on that book, shot in my chick be ring. Homie with the mug, better kill that. But we turn this to the club where you get drilled at. I'm trying to keep the peace, see my deuces up. You in here looking all tight, partner, loosen up. What you mad, cause I'm looking like a million? What you mad, cause she looking like she feel me? What you mad, cause you want that she with me? Oh, you mad cause they booked me in your city, ha ha. Say you getting to that money that we been spending. All them chicks you chasing after, man, we been hit them. I'm around, fuck a pound, bitch, I been trending. Nothing you can introduce me to, cause I been did. Hey, get some, get you some. 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 First two, coming with a new flow. Same crew won't around with new folk. So official, no whistle, but I'm still blowing. Tiptoeing to the top as I kill the noise. It's a rap, baby. I'm all facts, baby. From the cocaine 80s, but I don't crack, baby. I keep my cool under pressure. Move with finesse, I'm always two steps ahead of 'em. Soon as you catch up on the move to the next after what you doing next, no, I don't move like the rest. Lips got me deaf and looking cool when I step. That's that candy land swag, always true to the west side. Well, I was running as a youngin'. OG, now all my youngins out there running. They see me putting on for them all across the country. Got us looking like money and they love it. I love it. Say you getting to that money that we been spending. All them chicks you chasing after, man, we been hit them. I'm around, fuck a pound, bitch, I been trending. Nothing you can introduce me to, cause I been did it. Hey, get some, get you some. Hey, get some, get you some. Hey, get some, get you some. Hey, get some, get you some.
Get Get you some on iTunes. Get some by 706 Nix. Follow her on Twitter and Instagram, 706 Nix. We're going to take this thing over to VA, Virginia, with my man, VA Crisis. This track is titled Lit, right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram, Get Lifted Radio. Twitter, Get Lifted_Radio. Here we go with Lit, right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Everywhere I go, we gon' turn up. Everywhere I go, it be lit. Everywhere I go, we gon' turn up. Everywhere I go, it be lit.
Turn up. Lit. Turn up. Lit. Turn up.
Everywhere I go, we gon' turn up. Everywhere I go, it be lit. Lit. Everywhere I go, we gon' turn up. Everywhere I go, it be lit. Lit.
What you? Turn up. What's gon' be? Huh?
Tuesdays, I am your host, Magic Love, man. Before we wind this thing down, I forgot to ask our guest about his thoughts on the Remy Ma diss and how he felt about it being good or bad for the diss record history of hip-hop. I hate that I did that. But anyway, I'm gonna play that diss record on tonight's broadcast, and my opinion on it personally, I feel like it's one of the most disrespectful diss records I've ever heard, honestly. And obviously that's the whole point of a diss record, but I definitely think that it is good for just hip hop, period, especially with how people feel that hip hop has kind of faded off. But I feel like this has put a spark, definitely probably under some female MCs. I see Lady Luck, people trying to throw Lady Luck back into the whole mix of things. I watched that battle with her and Remy, and I have to give it to Lady Luck on that battle with her and Remy. So it would be interesting to see her and Remy if they end up going at each other's throat. Needless to say, though, she did hand Nikki a piece of that fake ass. But anyway, I appreciate Crafty Bars. I appreciate her punchlines. I appreciate Meek Mills for giving the inside on the 90-day situation. I'm still trying to figure out, though, she did say something about not being able to hear because of gonorrhea. Did gonorrhea make you deaf? I don't know. Well, here we go with Remy Ma. This to Nikki.
Free Remy. You know what? Free Remy. You free Remy.
Are you dumb?
You a pink diamond chicken wing chain.
Are you dumb?
You had a leopard tab on your head.
Are you dumb?
Are you forgetting that I pressed you before, bitch?
Nicki Minaj.
I fuck with your soul like she does.
Will.
You ain't the queen, I show you.
Nah.
Like all your air and belly.
You.
I prove you lost already. They told you your whole career I'd come home and kill you, right? I told you I wasn't talking about your dumb ass. You look stupid. You literally got a dumb ass talking prey. And we all know that you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. Beyond, you stole a line by being your son. How you take my 09 jail tweet and run? Talking about bringing knives to a fight with guns when the only shot you ever took was in your buns. And I saw Meek at All Star. He told me your ass dropped. He couldn't pick you for 3 months because your ass dropped. Now I don't think I understand how bad her ass got. The implants that she had put in her ass. I was like, damn, 90 days and you couldn't have box. Did she at least compensate for giving you mad top? Her name Minaj, right? She ain't throw you some bad thoughts. He said, nah, that's when I knew you was really a trash box. You were screaming Free Remy when I was upstate doomed. But now that say Free Remy, you don't sing the same tune. Lock me up, throw away my keys, throw away my weed. Snap me from my son, braids to the back. State green, daily news. Her career's over. She was kind of stupid, but you saw an opportunity because you were opportunist. Left your day one because you heard he was on some cheap sheet. Then got with the dude that told you on some cheap shit. But what happened to Omika? Nah, on some G, nah, nah. Left him and took a pic with the dude he had beef with. And we all know it was the beef that you started. Pillow talking out of your ass. Been carded. Now you gotta die. You dearly departed. Bloodbath when I catch you. A real red carpet. Now what I'ma do, I'ma just stick to the facts. Been so scared of my future. Got this going backwards. Been through mad fools. You disloyal, you hoochie. Now all of a sudden you back with Drake and Tucci. After you said you sucked this beauty, you back with Gucci. Who next Puff Zeb or Fizzy? You a A-list groupie. And to be the queen of rap, you gotta actually rap. The whole industry know that your shit is rap. No, to be the queen of rap, you can't have a ghostwriter. And that's why this is my house, no writer. Mama done seen Drake penning, Wayne penning. And since your first boyfriend left, bitch, ain't winning. You an internet troll, a web browser. I'm sorry, you can't get it online without Safari. Mentioning guns, you can be galore, James Bond. Only time you touch the triggers when you concentrate songs. Cokehead, you cheated on your man with Ebro. I might leak the footage of you slipping in ski slopes. They gassing you up, but you been on E, though. Pills and potions, yup, you been on E, ho. Got your ghostwriting back, so you think you lit. Rimbalucci, I'm a Ghostbuster bomb. I'm supposed to be scared cause you brought your Barbie chain back. I reverse the ante up, you'll get your Barbie chain gap. Try to front in February, catch you in that Maybach. Show you how to use your name, you be using your name whack. I'm saying, how you mix Nicki with a Minaj? I'ma park this, I'ma put Nicki in the garage. I'm getting money like Nicki Bonds. I'm the big homie. I responded in less than 48 hours. Nick knows he getting close like Nick Jonas. Gripping the gauge and blaze off, face off, bust Nicolas Cage. You animated like Nickelodeon. You fake, fake. Only the kids believe in you. You Saint Nick. Now when I shoot Nick at night, they won't understand it. I'm wilding out, about to hit Nick with the cannon. How are you on the VMAs acting like you hood? Way across the stage talking about Miley was good. That's Hannah Montana, she was always happy. You only fronted on Mariah cause Mariah don't cabby. Tried to disrespect Taylor cause Taylor wasn't swift enough. Kills every dough girl, bring me biscuit up and tell her. Bitch, she was happy when they took me. Best thing ever happened to you is when they booked me. You said you never be Wayne. Stupid, I look, B. Get the picture, I'll expose you. I'm kind of a bully. You name yourself Nicki Lewinsky, the mind of a rookie. Cause you was sucking his dick and now he tired of your nookie. You claim you never fought Drake. Now that's where you took me. You beat the whole empire. Who you trying to be, Cookie? Boogie down Bronx. I come out of the boogie to let you know. Real bitch, never lie on the bitty bitch. And stop talking numbers. You signed a 360 deal through Young Money, through Cash Money, through Republic, which means your money go through 5-5 before you touch it. Any videos, promotions come out of your budget. Endorsements, touring merchandise, they finger pull. You make like 35 cents off of each ducket. I own my master's independent. So for every sale I do, you gotta do like 10. Stop comparing yourself to Jay, you not like him. You a motherfucker, not a boss like Grim. You're done, some pop chicks ain't get the news yet. Pop chicks, yeah, and I'm the new vet. I kill rappers, and you good as death. Do you talking shit about me? To a death, death. And usually, I have sympathy for them pair. But not when you hard to hear and from untreated gonorrhea. But you point your fingers at me. I'm the bad girl, and she the one out here misleading the black girls. All these bitches influenced by that girl. Dying from bot surgeries. What a sad world. But before the butt job, you was a SpongeBob. Sucker was locked for records, captain of the cum squad. And I got a few words for the moms of the young bobs. Guess who supports a child molester? Nicki Minaj. Do you pay for your brother's wedding? That's hella foul. How you spend money to support a pedophile? He a walking dead man sending threats to him. I guess that's why they call you Barbie. You is next to kin. Talking about the money long in your foreign stick. Why you ain't help your bro hotties come from foreign sticks? You probably somewhere overseas, foreign stick. So shoot the money by foreign stick. Meek, Drake, Safari, I see men in your pants. We call that Jelani, get it? See men in your pants, I got trigger fingers, you got bitter fingers. Yeah, you must think you Drake and I'm Twitter fingers. VH1, watch this. You just got body by a loving hip hop. Don't ever in your certain life play with me. That's on the set. You tried it on the Ray Sherman record. You tried it on your little freestyle. They was both duds, just like every other one was duds. Just like this last one was a dud. But what you're not gonna do is keep subbing me. Pun. I sent a headshot.
Tim, I'm lying. that trailer. School might don't do that, put the grip blue. Dog, I went and did that thing for bitch true. Malala, OG's no school. Deuce, just like Baba Johnson's school gets poppin'. And I'm good with him, cause I'm a young rapper. Ain't gotta go through that, I done been caught. You ain't gon' pop that, boy, you done been shot it. I was a giant gang sale to a jet. Went from talking about it to bring my mama chain. I was just showing love and then being unappreciated. The same, the nigga got a whole heart, you will never make one.
Who the f*** is you, kid?
Make me pull up on your window, make me miss it.
Pull up on your bitch, I had a coupe dripping. That Bentley be like, hey, a new edition. Ayy, out here, drop it down. How you hating on me? I try to let you shine. That's just like a nigga, I ain't a hair time. Tell him lying. Turn out be your bitch to pick up hair time. Tell him lying.
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight with our man, Bumpy. Make sure you check him out on Instagram, Bumpy, B-U-M-P-Y, Bumpy103. You can also check him out on Instagram. Let me get that for you so I can make sure it's right. Hold on one second. That's B-A-N-E. BXXGIE 27. If you follow us, Get Lifted Radio on Instagram, check out our feed. Any artists that we interview, we put a flyer out there, so you can always check them out. Follow them on Instagram. Be sure to support these indie artists on iTunes, SoundCloud, Pandora, Spotify, anywhere where you can stream music. And there's indie artists out there striving to build their career. Each stream equals out to a dollar. It may take a lot of streams to get some cents, but those cents equals to dollars. So every play is appreciated by the artists. And, you know, every artist does not have to be a millionaire, or every artist is not looking to buy the big old mansion. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with artists striving to be able to feed their family well off of their craft and their talent. And it's very doable. And when I say feed their family, it does not necessarily mean they got to be platinum or anything like that. If you build your brand properly, you put in a proper work, you build a proper team and things of that nature, I promise you this can be done. It can be done. I see it being done. I see it being done on a daily basis. You have to be coachable. If you're not coachable, you don't need to be in the music industry. If you can't take criticism, you don't need to be in the music industry. If you think every song is hot, your ass don't need to be in the music industry. If you think you're going to be the one who decides what music or what artist is going to be the next thing, you don't need to be in the music industry. With that being said, make sure you tune in. Our next broadcast will be on March 14th. We have an author as our guest. You could check him out. Let me make sure I get his Instagram right. But we have Mr. AJ Hayes. You could check him out, AJH_books. Mr. AJ Hayes, he's a storyteller and an author. He will be our guest March 14th. We are currently scheduling interviews for April and May. So if you're looking to be a guest or want to be a guest, you know anybody that want to be a guest, have them visit our blogspot, getliftedentertainment.com, or they can also type in the URL, getliftedradio.com, and it will lead them right to the place they need to be. Fill out the form there, and we'll interview you, or we'll send you the next available interview date. Please send us the proper materials that we need, professional photos, professional bio. Two sentences is not a bio. And if you don't have money to pay somebody to write a bio for you, then you don't need to be in the music industry if you can't write one for yourself. That being said, I appreciate y'all once again for tuning in. Have a good night. My name is Maggie Love. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I am Maggie Love. And we are Turn Up Tuesday. Got Left at Radio. Shout out to 706 Nix for our intro and outro. We appreciate you for that. You can follow her on Twitter, 706NIX. Good night, folks.
Peace.
Magic DJ in the tunes, bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's Get Lifted Radio, bruh. It's alright. The 5, that pine, get high the sky. And tune into the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get Lifted Radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when. Mention DJ in the tunes, bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.